Welcome to the Becoming Your Warrior podcast. This is the place where you get to feel inspired and empowered to step into your very best life. Hey, hey, it is Em. This is episode 44, and let's just get straight into this one. I had a really, really lovely and really interesting chat with a friend today. And this friend of mine is an absolutely wonderful man. He is somebody who is very involved in the church. And so even though we don't share the same, religious beliefs, because I guess I'm more spiritual than I am religious, it was such a beautiful conversation because we were just able to talk freely and in a safe space with each other about how we view life and about how we view healing. And it was really interesting talking to him today because I was kind of saying, you know, the work is never done. When you start on a healing journey, you know, in life, you're going to have these like moments and these epiphanies where you have these great big breakthroughs and you're like, oh my goodness, I've cracked the code. Like, this is it. I'm just in my bliss point and nothing is going to knock me from here and I'm going to feel great forever. But the thing that keeps you as close to that point as possible is doing the daily work. It's being consistent with your practices. And so for my friend, it's actually for him, you know, prayer is a huge part of his day and a huge part of keeping him connected to who he is and keeping him connected to source, where for me, a huge part of my day is making sure that my morning routine is, you know, I'm meditating, I write out things that I want to happen in the daytime or more about how I want to feel through the day. I write out things about myself that make me feel good. So I say to myself and I write out each day, I'm enough, I'm worthy, I'm going to have a great day, I've got great people around me, I love myself, I love my body. And whenever I come away from those daily practices, that's when things start to slide. And that's when I start to doubt myself. That's when I start to question myself. That's when I start to think I'm not as good as other people, or the comparison or the negative feelings start to come in. And so the work is never done. And I think as soon as you can get your head around that and accept that and accept, well, what tools do I need each day to help me out? You know, it's kind of like there's this, you know, even with anxiety, you know, a few years ago when I started studying with Marissa Peer and I started studying something called rapid transformation therapy, I started studying that because I suffered really badly with anxiety, with feelings of imposter syndrome in my job. And nobody would ever know. I was like as cool as a cucumber, like going to work. Everyone was like, you're so calm. And I was like, I wish you could see the inside of my head right now because it is not calm. But basically, the reason I started studying with Marissa Peer was because I was like, I need to get to the bottom of where this anxiety comes from. And I did. I started to understand myself and it opened up a whole world, a fascinating world into my mind, into the reason that I was the way that I was. And also it allowed me to start thinking about solutions and ways to get away from anxiety. And after I did that course, I was like, that is it. I am never, ever, ever going to suffer with anxiety again. And I said it to my friends. I was like, I've totally cracked the code. I've got this down pat. I know exactly where it comes from now. I'm cured. I'm healed. Like I am just a calm Zen person for the rest of my days. And I did pretty well for about 8 months. And then, you know, something happened in life and, you know, I went back into anxiety and I was like, I felt like a fraud because, you know, I was working with people and helping them through their anxiety and helping them to get to calmness. But like I had my own stuff going on and I was like, how can I be helping people that have anxiety? And I'm starting to get the signs of anxiety back again. And so what I realized is you just have to realize that basically the reason that these things come back, or the reason that you feel like you're sliding backwards or going back into dark thoughts or going back into bad eating habits or going back into anxiety or going back into comparison or people pleasing, is because the daily practices that you were doing at the time You've let them slide. And so it really is, healing is really about consistency and also just letting go. It's really just about saying to yourself, you know, if I'm going to go back two steps, I'm not going to be hard on myself. Instead, I'm going to remember what it was that kept me in that place of calm. I'm going to remember what the times when I felt the most joy in my life and the most fun and the happiest in my life. What was I doing in those times? Was I moving my body every day? Probably yes. Was I surrounded with good people? Probably yes. Was I drinking lots of water and hydrating my body? Was I getting enough sleep? Was I, you know, thinking good thoughts? Was I writing out affirmations for myself every day? Was I dancing? Was I on holiday? Was I in a job where I actually felt appreciated and felt like I was doing a really good job and, you know, could give myself self-praise? And the answer is always yes. When you're doing the things that make you feel good, you are always going to feel closer or in alignment than ever before. But when you step away from that and kind of go, oh, I've got this down pat now, I know what I'm doing, and let those things slide and say yes to too many things, or, you know, start eating foods that aren't good for you, you're going to slowly start sliding backwards. But the beautiful thing is, each time you do that, each time you start sliding back, the time it takes to recognize that and to get yourself back on track gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So it's almost like leaving a not very nice relationship. Sometimes you leave and there's this sense of euphoria and you're like, yeah, I'm free, I'm done. And then that person comes back and they're like, hey, you know, I've changed and I'm going to do this. And you give them another chance and, you know, then you break up again and then you give them another chance and then you break up again and then another chance. And it gets to like the fourth time and you're like, I'm done. Like, I am so done. And it gets shorter and shorter each time that you take them back for, because you start to recognize things. And this is exactly the way it is with healing. You know, just give yourself a little bit of grace, give yourself a little bit of credit, give yourself some recognition for recognizing it. Even if you're slipping back down and you're kind of feeling bad, just recognize that you're slipping back down and go, wow, I'm recognizing it much faster than I did last time. Okay, I know what's in my toolkit. I know what I need to do. Let's get back to that and let's keep that going daily. And the more consistent you can be with the things that keep you in alignment each day, the more you can look after your body, the more rest you can get, the more that you can, yeah, again, just be aware of who you're spending time with. You know, be aware of if you're taking on other people's problems. It's not your job to take on other people's problems. It's your job to look after yourself. And so you can listen and you can be a good friend, but you just don't have to be in the problem with anyone else. And, you know, just also just change the way you feel about other people. Like, if there's someone in your life who is toxic, like, you know, you need to take steps to remove or reduce the time that that person is in your life. But also, just have a look at all the other people on the sidelines that you maybe don't give enough credit to, who are consistently there for you, and maybe acknowledge like how great they are and what they do for you as well. And surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up, and that includes yourself. Be the person that lifts you up. Be the person that encourages you. Because really, when it comes down to it, you are the only person that spends 24/7 in your brain, in your mind. And so whatever your practices are, whatever your beliefs are, coming back to, you know, me and my friend having this conversation earlier on today, it's very easy to slip back and slip away from what you've learned about yourself and the healing that you've done. But it's also just as easy to get back on track as soon as you can recognize it and as soon as you can bring those tools and that consistency back into your life on a daily basis. So maybe today, maybe just write a list of all the things that you love to do that make you feel good. Maybe write a list of all the things that you did when you were feeling your absolute best and start taking aligned action towards them today. It's that simple, and you can do it as you keep taking those steps and as you keep becoming your warrior. Thanks for your company today. If you want to feel inspired visually, then head to our Instagram page and follow us at Becoming Your Warrior.